simplify our conduit. In other words, to come into an agreement to support our light, to support our transference of association. What they mean by that is when we live in the world, we're going to see a lot of opposites. Happy, I'm sad. This is good, this is bad. So it's like follow the bouncing ball. And so you want to think of like that bouncing ball just sort of going on forever and just sort of never really going anywhere in a way. So what we're entitled to is a breakthrough. What we're entitled to is a higher approach, a higher realization. So we're calling in our divine witness. We're calling in our divine self to prioritize our evolved associations. So remember, we're on the move in consciousness. And so all that's occurring in the reality that we've been attending to really is no longer. In other words, it's just sort of like finishing out its old indoctrination. And it's losing its energy. It's losing its effectiveness because we say so. So this is about our empowerment. This is about our obligation to our true self. So when we say, when they're saying, because we say so, we're acknowledging our divinity. We're acknowledging our power. We're acknowledging, they're showing me the Knight of Cups, and it's like that little horsey, it's like it's just upright. So that upright position is really asserting our emphasis of self. And so now I've got like that Holy Spirit dove. That is, when I say the Holy Spirit dove, just imagine angel wings, and then imagine those like outreach wings. And then what we're recognizing is it's all us. It's all our truth. It's all our sovereignty. It's all our, oh, I'm sorry, baby. It's all our established birthright. So this is where we're moving beyond polarity and we're coming into our sacred heart. So when I said moving beyond polarity, we're in a circle. And so when we're in a circle, it's like we're moving together and we're adjusting our reverence, we're adjusting our alibi, we're adjusting our holy recognition of our light, because as we become accustomed to our light, as we become accustomed to our true birthright, we bring forth the new entitlement, because remember, everything is being sourced from our own remembrance. That's why all the programs are in check, the matrix and all that. Where keep following your addictions, keep following that outer engagement. And so this is where we're releasing the binds, we're releasing the attachment, we're releasing our identification with form, with the flesh. We're staying in the body, of course, because this is the whole point, is to have that individuality plus sign and our divinity. And so from this holiness, from this like reporting, where we're reporting to, where we're acknowledging our true essence, our true self, we no longer remain dormant. So there are keys of activation that are alerting us to our greatness, that are alerting us to sight unseen. So when they're saying sight unseen, it's releasing the physical sight and returning to our divine sight, to our divine eye, that brings us further circulation. So each one of us is being lended a hand. So just imagine your higher self, Jeshua, whoever you delight in receiving. You want to receive the impression of a helping hand. And so this is your gateway to source. This is your remembrance of your true worth, of your true entitlement, of your true inheritance. This is the reason why you took an incarnation. This is the real reason for your birth. because you're here to self-actualize. You're here to come into your holy remembrance. So each of us are being offered a hand or being offered a step up. They're showing me the Queen of Swords. So the swords is like cutting through delusion. It's like green Tara by your side, cutting through the illusion and delusion of the mind, because this is all mind, and restoring your heavenly remembrance. So the heavenly remembrance, again, we're not going somewhere. We are coinciding with our greatness in our midst. In our midst, in the middle of all, everything that's occurring in your life and form, you're remembering your true alibi. They're just showing me the Ace of Wands. So this would be the equivalent of that card we always see, take the lead. So that fire energy being ignited in our sacred heart as we come to our own witness. Our own witness means leaving the false identification, leaving the false illusion, and graduating. So we want to feel that, graduating, going beyond, permitting ourselves. I literally see like walking out of a jail cell, walking out of just leaving. So remember, when we're connected with Source, there was a gentle hand. You know, just imagine you're sitting and you're all the way in your bottom, and you know, you've been sitting there so long, you just need a little bit of an assertive value, like someone just to kind of lean on to bring yourself up. This is not an outer engagement, by the way. Remember, it's our own higher allowance, it's our own divine presence that's sourcing our completion. So again, it's not that we're helpless waiting for further direction from the outer. What we're committed to is our own transparent currency. In other words, our own higher self. So it's like Jeshua and I are one, and all the masters and I are one. So we're coming into this assembly just because we're, again, and I've got a circling in another dimensional reality. We're all like traveling in this circle, bringing up our goodness, our willingness, our I'm going to say stamina. The only way I can explain that, energy. So when I say stamina, it almost looks like a funnel. It's a gateway. And so we're, and the energy coming through me is extraordinary. It's a gateway. And so we're the ones televising. In other words, we're agreeing to sight unseen. So in our master relevance, we're just imagine like opening up a combination of a vault or whatever, where it's like when we're circling, it's that energetic renewal. It's that energetic provisions that is escorting us to our new sequencing, to our new placement. So allow that richness, allow that extraordinary leap of faith. That faith is a sign of new beginnings in who we are. So we're leaving our historical self, the one that has been in the trauma of your linear story, and we're receiving us fully erect. In other words, in our due privilege and our due consensus. And so as we will receive this light, unburden is releasing past limitations. So we're receiving this light, unburden, and I literally have this like breastplate of light that is just a glow. So again, it's coinciding with our sacred heart and reawakening our true remembrance. So allow yourself to be saying orchestrated. So in other words, receiving the alignment, receiving the pulsation, receiving the orchestration. So again, faith, leap, hand gesturing us upward, signaling our readiness, that ongoing circling of that port, of that gateway energy that is becoming stronger and stronger. So we're turning our attention to our divine will, to our divine mastery, and asserting that heavenly value, remembering that this was proclaimed all along. In other words, this is why we're here. We're here to serve the light. To serve the light, we have to become acquainted with our own light, with our own connection to source. So allow that to shift liberally. In other words, let it come now. Let it come all at once. Let me see the light. Let me see the truth. Because remember, when we make shifts in the outer, it's because we're responding to our own remembrance in the inner. So like equals like. So everything we bring forth, like, oh, that was a lucky break. There's no such thing. It's responding to our own invocation. It's responding to our own adjustment, our self-adjustment. They had me go back and say self-adjustment, so we understand the authority and the power that we are coinciding with, agreeing with. They're saying, in essence, we're eliminating the middleman. So the middleman are all these like linear buttresses, linear masters in the outside. And what we're remembering is we're self-adjusting to the fact that we, in essence, are God in form and have been all along. So this is where we're introducing ourselves to our own benevolence, to our own strengths, to our own soul satisfaction, returning to our holy remembrance. Again, what we do for ourselves, we're doing for Gaia, we're doing for the Great Awakening, we're doing for all of the collective through and through. Let us receive. They keep showing me this imagery of like touching another. There's something sacred about that connectiveness. The other can be your I Am Presence, your Divine Self, your favorite master, but you want to have that, they're saying accessory. The reason is we still associate with being linear. So the more that we, they're saying accumulate. So I just see like a link, you know, just like a link in a fence. So it's that tangible agreement. There's something about having that visual that's going to support us. So you can be hand in hand with your higher self, with Mary Magdalene, whoever you like, Archangel Michael, Medicine Buddha. The form is irrelevant. It's the association is the appeal. So the connectedness, the connection.